that's still the way I learn, you know, about music and the possibilities of music is by learning other people's songs. And so, yeah, I never went to school for music or anything, but I guess I'm taking myself through my own education through learning other people's songs.
The timeless quality of M. Ward's songs is a tribute to his thoughtful and thorough study of music past. And it's a tribute to his talent that the past and the present continue to find common ground on his album, Hold Time. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. M. Ward grappled with the post-war buzz in his last stop at FUV. In his latest visit, not only was the album Hold Time getting him some attention, it followed a year of even more interest in the Oregon-based songwriter, thanks to his duo project with Zoe Deschanel, She and Him. Looking ahead, a lighter load isn't in the cards either, with a second She and Him record in the works, along with an album from the so-called Monsters of Folk, M. Ward, Connor Oberst, and Jim James. But fans of Matt Ward's sleepier side need not worry. The pace of his life doesn't sacrifice his sound. It expands it. And FUV's Kara Manning spoke with M. Ward about a few of the ideas and layers that became Hold Time.
Basically, Hold Time is the cornerstone of this album, given it's the title track. But is it really where the album leaps off from? Is this one particular track?
It was the first song I recorded for the record, and it gave me the idea to try a different kind of balance for the production. And so to me, yeah, it was sort of the instigator.
And the balance that you were really hoping to achieve that, for example, you may not have achieved on your last album, Post-War, was...
Well, I started working with string arrangements on Post-War record, and then started getting a little bit more involved with it on the arrangements for the She and Him record. And I knew I wanted to keep going in that direction, but it's a little bit like playing with fire, with playing with strings and these rich instruments, because it can take away from the song sometimes. So it was a matter of balancing these experiments I wanted to make with orchestral instruments, with cheaper instruments and thinner sounds.
Words have had me tonight, had me tonight, but you know what I mean. You knew what I mean, yeah, you heard what I say.
Were you working on this album right after the She and Him, which you did with Zoe Deschanel, was released?
It was before, during, and after. I normally record in chunks of say, a weekend or a few days or a week, and then I just sit on those mixes for a long time and let them stew and then go back. That's normally the process, is it takes about 2 years.
It sounds like, especially on this record, that you feel more freedom vocally as well. Do you feel less worried about that?
It's not the most versatile instrument in the world, but I'm always experimenting with it. I love working with other singers because it creates a fuller spectrum, let's just say that. This river that we ride has always been alive. Oh, my soul, 100 million years. This river that we ride will roll on when we die. Oh, my soul, 100 million years. And this love between you and I is older than that burning ball of fire up in the sky. And the gale that fills our sail.
M. Ward with 100 Million Years, recorded here at the FUV Studios. Check out this and other exclusive interviews and performances in the online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.